Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm just going to make a few adjustments here. Look, we're excited. We're excited for a lot of reasons. And, you know, many of you are still getting used to the change in my schedule, what we did and why we did it. And I want to just tell you why we did it for a couple of reasons. One of the things is that we have a growing need for people to hear more from you all. And so we're making those changes. But in addition to that, the whole landscape has changed in the world of media. You know, for us, it's not a surprise because we've been doing live streaming video before it was like a thing. We were doing podcasts in 2003, but that's not really the reason that we evolve and change. We evolve and change because you all evolve and change. And one of the things I love about what we're preparing to show you is that it's not just us that's changing. You all in your lives, you're reinventing yourselves. You're asking yourselves, how can I take my message? And it doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. It really doesn't. I was talking to a woman the other day, one of our listeners from, I think it was Alabama, who talked to me and she said, look, this is what I do for a living. I go around, I have a house cleaning business and I want to do a podcast. Is this only for the select few? The answer is no. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, we've changed the landscape of what we provide at the network, but it has to include all of you. And so does the changing world of media. Now, I want to bring somebody on that I have known for a long time. We are going to be working with him as we launch our crowdfunding and, of course, some of the things that we want to share with you. And I'm talking about Steve Allen of Steve Allen Media. Now, when you think about this, it is very unusual to take a look and have somebody say, we're conscious media. But you've heard that from us. See, one of the things we've shied away from is just claiming who we are. We are positive talk all day, positive talk all day, whether it's live streaming TV, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a message, that's us. Doesn't matter what channel we're launching. It could be our sports channel. It could be our political channel. But everything about what we do is about conversations that matter. And that's what Steve is about. He is president and founder of Steve Allen Media. But more than that, when you take a look at his career, and I've known him for as long as I've been doing this pretty much, he and Linda are, BFFB? I don't even know the acronym. But he has been invited here today for a lot of reasons. One is, once upon a time, all you needed to do was a radio show. You show up. And I want to take my hat off to a friend of ours that passed recently, Chris DiPaolo. Chris was the founder of WBLQ. Benny, you know this. WBLQ out of Rhode Island. And Benny will tell you that for the longest time, WBOQ picked up our shows. And I will say this to you over and over and over again. He is sadly missed. But again, he's another media person that said yes to Transformation Talk Radio in 2009, taking our message and putting it on his network on AMFM radio, just like KKNW has been doing. But Steve does something broader than that. He has taken the world of PR, which has not a great impression, let's say, and he has created conscious conversations and campaigns. He understands what it's like to live in that world. He has worked with so many people. He has been in front of people, the Dalai Lama, Wayne Dyer, you just name it. What we're talking about is why is Steve Allen Media, why is the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio, why are we still a thing? So today, everything your mother should have told you and didn't about the changing world of media. Steve, it's great to have you here.
Hey. Am I live? Am I on?
Let me take your pulse. Look, it is so great to have you here and to have you on the show, because I don't know about you, but I know for us, once upon a time, it was just okay to show up behind a mic and do a show. The world has changed. I want to ask you, your PR with the conscience, that has never changed for you. But what does this mean now as you look at where you are today and what you've had to evolve to? And thank you for joining me.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pat Show. I'm on the Dr. Pat Show. And I'll tell you, it's funny, Pat. I'm nervous. You know, it's like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm under the microscope here. You know, I usually I'm hiding in my trench, but nobody knows me in my cave and with all my Christmas lights above me. I have like an early San Francisco tech look office. You know, we got throwdown rugs, walls, Christmas lights. But you're hitting on it. What you're hitting on is PR with a conscience. And I don't care what forget about PR. It could be radio with a conscience, or magazine with a conscience, or TikTok with a conscience, whatever you want to say. We're needed more than ever, And I'm an older dude. I mean, I'm not a kid anymore. I've been doing this almost 32 and a half years. And I sort of a been there, done that guy a little bit, you know, from the 90s, early 90s, 89 on, I pretty much am aware. And I don't know if I've ever been involved in a day to day with so many people having different opinions about this, that, and that. And some of them to me are like, wow, it's almost, I think the more confusion you have in your mind, you're making more your decisions from confusion and whatever.
Yes, you are.
I think you're losing touch that you're beautiful. I don't mean to get into it like you and I do, like a spiritual or religious or
it's oh, a I think wake, you're 100% right.
Well, it's I, a wake, it's a wake, right. It's a wake up rap, and the wake up rap is you're beautiful, you're special, you're wonderful, and you forget that. So when you forget that, you start making decisions from insecure, confusion, whatever else. And I think more and more people are making decisions from that space, and we're forgetting about who we are. So when we go back to PR with a conscience, we try to say to everybody, we never tell a lie. We only try to do the right thing. We do a gratitude list. Our company, we're an 8-member team. We do a gratitude list every morning asking for guidance. We don't advertise. We're just out there, and we're always looking for folks who want to move forward. Enough about that. But that's what's going on for us. More and more, everybody better. I'm sure that's why they listen to you, because you bring them awareness. And as you grow in awareness, so does your quality of existence. I get that. And so you bring them awareness. So we're trying to do the same thing. We want to spread harmony. That's our goal.
Oh, yeah.
The more harmony we can spread, we ask for that. So, yeah, we're loaded with that, and we're doing a lot of that. And it's funny, Pat. It's funny. More the mainstream media and whatever else, people are opening up to these things. You know, mindfulness. What'd you say? Mindfulness. Boy, oh, my God, what a word. That's everywhere like in the world. Meditation. Meditation. Which is like, what? Meditation? So you're hearing this more and more, like chakras. Oh, dream therapy. What? What'd you just say? So these are going mainstream. So I feel like I'm rambling on. I'll be quiet for a while. So you let you talk, or what, you want me to just keep going?
No, you're absolutely right. Look, I want to stay with this, because we're getting ready to, do our launch, but also our crowdfunding, and we're putting messaging together, and I have four new producers. And so they're part of their indoctrination is I'm not bringing them on like we normally do. They're spending 3 to 4 weeks, maybe even longer, all sitting in a room, learning about us, learning about our clients, because the old days of just putting people behind a board doesn't work anymore. I mean, Benny has come up through and the evolution and has seen the change.
You talk to Benny. Who is Benny behind you?
Benny's right there.
I'm kind of side of her, on top of her, around her, you know. 20 years of producing, you don't leave the side.
Benny and I have been together 20 years. Okay, so the deal is my first AM show was on AM 1150 KKNW. And what I'm trying to say is they have been groundbreaking in this arena. Now, I wish that I would sit here and claim that we were the first. We weren't. We were about the third. But KKNW AM 1150, you know, came out as alternative talk. And I actually don't even know how I was introduced to them. But Benny has been my producer on that station, that distribution, which, of course, we've all gone digital. We've all gone live for 20 years. So we're coming up. Benny and I are coming up on a 20th anniversary here in a hot second. Right. But here's the point.
You're leading up to benefit retirement benefits.
Well, no, he's going to take care of me. Benny's going to take care of me. I gave him my goldfish. Now he has to take care of me for the rest of my life. But here's the point. Back in 2005, there's a video and my team watched it. And I coined the phrase. I said, we are the new mainstream in media. And that is us. And that has stayed with us. But I couldn't explain it back then. I mean, 2005. But let's talk about it. Steve, I want to throw something out to you. And Benny, we're going to just keep rolling till the half. I love your team. I love Mara. I mean, you have a great team. I have a great team. Jacob sits behind the camera here, and he is orchestrating our live streaming video. If you ever saw his workstation and Benny's workstation, they look like something from another planet, but he's taking this interface and he's distributing it to Facebook and other places. And our distribution right now is close to 100 other media outlets automatically with a push of a button. Here's the question though. The people that want their voice to be heard, we have to do a better job explaining how the landscape of media changed. And once upon a time, there was the old, let's run a TV ad. Now we're in the world of integrative marketing and communications, and the integrated is the word. Everything has to connect to everything. How are you all handling that in your business, in your arena? And you know what I mean? It's like inbound, outbound. Let's throw some of these terms out that nobody understands. But the point is, it touches everything that the digital world touches and everything the digital world doesn't. How are you doing it?
Good question. And, you know, it's almost like there used to be one doctor that delivered the baby, pulled the tooth, fixed the dirty water problem. The doctor did everything. Nowadays, the publicist is, there's so many different niches in the PR world. You go into Baskin Robbins, there are 31 flavors of ice cream. There's just not one flavor of ice cream. There's not one flavor of PR. And like you just hit on the money. I remember standing in 1990 in front of my fax machine, faxing out things to media releases. So you're right. It's come a long way, baby, as that old expression would say. So what do you do now in this storm of media? Well, you got to get hipper. If you're leading the pack, you got to get hipper. In my case, I got hipper by getting people around me who are hipper.
Because there's only
so many things you can do. And what happens is you forget your strengths. And you allow other doors and windows to open up, and you weaken. So we've been fortunate because we're solid to bring in specialty people who can handle the new stuff. And the new stuff, I tell you, even TikTok. I used to put down TikTok about a year ago. I go, what the fuck is TikTok? What is this, like some Chinese thing? In my own private moments, which is, I'm telling you, TikTok is cool. people, older folks are using TikTok now.
Yeah.
And you said to me, Pat, what are you doing now? TikTok. Unbelievable. You know, but what's interesting, we circle back to, you know, if you're on Good Morning America and you have that segment, you can put that all over your social media. You can put out, you know, if I'm on a cool podcast with Dr. Pat, I can take chunks of that and whatever, and I can put that all over my social media. I can scream to the highest mountain. Hey, I was on Dr. Pat. Hey, I was in Dr. Pat. So what you do now, in the old days, when you were on, like, say, The View, you would, like, okay, get your VCR, and you would tape it. And like, okay, now I have it. But so many people were watching The View, that you had big numbers, that they would, oh, my God, the avalanche of stuff now. Now the numbers have gone down. So now what do you do with it? So you have to make sure everybody hears that you were on The View. Anyway, I feel like I'm rambling on. So you're right, Pat, and hopefully I said it correctly for you, is in today's world, when you go in Baskin Robbins and there's 31 flavors, what do you do? Either you're a girl genius or boy genius, and you can handle all of them, or you flip out, or you get smart and your company gets people who specialize in those things, because they sort of all are cousins to each other. You know, you sort of whatever. But if I had to narrow it down, which we could talk about, what should I really do? And then as I build off, what are the most important building blocks for me to have? I can go into that with you also.
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting world, because one of the things that I love is, you're right, you nailed it. You know, when this thing for us, when I can't say enough about Chris DiPaolo, but when that showed up, Jessica was interning and we were in my basement apartment in the backest room.
Love
Is
it.
That a word? Backest room?
No, back.
But we were set up in there and tapped into Oliver from Germany, who showed up and literally set up the infrastructure to our technology. And, you know, when I think about this and I think about what you just said, I think about, what do people need to know to have a conscious advantage? You know, what do they need to know in how they get their story out there? So, for example, you just made a comment. I clicked a button in our technology back end, and I just did an automatic post to social media about what we're talking about. Now, why is that even important, and why it's a thing? I will tell you, I'm not the best at it. Probably didn't make it, you know, a great post. But the point is this. People are bombarded with so much. But I will tell you what I'm seeing, Steve, is there are people that are coming out of the other side of COVID. It doesn't matter what their walks of life are. They want their voice to be heard. They want their voice to be heard. They want to know that there's something of importance that they want to say, and they want to be able to say it. What we help people discover is how to get there. And if we can't do it, we send them to folks like you. And sometimes we do it all and do both. But you can't just be that one doctor. You can't just be that media. See, it's great that doctors are specializing, but in media, we've gone in the other direction. You have to understand how to look at all aspects of media, inbound media, outbound media, CRMs, whatever it is. You have to be able to help your clients navigate. They are not interested in learning how to take care of email blast, autorespond. They don't. And so isn't that why they tap you on the shoulder and say, hello, we need help?
Yeah, no, I mean, and the thing that I would like to back up to is, first of all, number one, you better have game. You better be good at what you do. You better, like, you have to put the oxygen on first in the plane. You put the oxygen on. You put the oxygen on, then I can help everybody. If, you know, if I'm so frustrated about all these things, I can't do that. Oh my God, meet on social media, TikTok. Well, first of all, you have your blank together? Are you like really, really good at what you do? Are you tops in your game? Do you really realize how beautiful you are? Are you special? Are you coming from panic? Are you kind of what? So once you really got yourself together, there's some easier tools than you think. There really are some easy tools to get going. Because for some reason, the brighter you get, you become this moth that's attracted to a different light. For some reason, if you got your SH blank together, people are attracted to you. They forget that the number one thing to do is, boy, I got to be dynamite. I got to be good. And it's interesting, the people we talk to and they approach us, we listen to them. We listen to them and we listen because we want to know, can you win races? Can you really win a race? Are you separate? I mean, because there are a lot of people doing a lot of people, what everybody does the same thing.
Yeah.
But who is it that has that light that can be listened to? Yeah. So I guess, you know, yes, I hear you, all the frustration, all your listeners, oh my God, whatever, but you better make sure you got your game. You are really good at what you do because for some reason, like you, Pat, the more you have game, doors open. The more you have heart, doors open. Things start happening to you. You hear more. You know, be still and know that I am. You know, be quiet. Listen to your guidance. Get yourself together. Get game. Get up early. Get going. Make sure you're good at what you do. And then, I don't know, doors will happen. Because it's not that hard a thing to conquer. It really isn't that big a deal. You know, it still comes down to, you know, can you really sing a great song? Because some reason someone will see you at a karaoke bar, or someone's going to tell, everybody knows someone in the music business, in Spotify. Your kids got songs out now that I know they're hits. We've had five people who have gotten on national television shows because people saw them. That's all.
There's a yes and no to that. And I think you're a little bit modest right there. Because here's what I want to say about this. There's a strange line. Okay, Benny, here I go. There's a strange line in, I'm an Anne Rice fan, so I'm really struggling through the new television Interview with the Vampire series, but I'm keeping an open mind. But my gosh, I am so sorry that I did not interview you when I had the chance. That is one of my greatest radio podcast oopsies. But here's what I want to say. There's a line from it, which is really interesting. I'm going to give you a choice that I wasn't given. Now, here's what I like about that. What I like about that line is that that's what we do. Even if you are not ready, we get people ready for people like you. That's how we've changed our business. Because if you look at my journey, Steve, I'm not a broadcast. I dialed the wrong phone number. That's why I'm here. But I learned a lot and I stepped in potholes. And what I've learned is if somebody shows up and says, Pat, I have a passion, I have a vision, I have a mission, and I'm willing to go to any lengths, I say, come on, we'll help you. See, that's the last piece. That's the last piece. And I think one of the misconceptions is, Steve, and you can talk to this. One of the greatest misconceptions is that you hire a PR firm or you join a company like us where we do so much. And it's as if you have the illusion there's not much for you to do. And I think the greatest disservice we can make to people is not explain to them this is a parallel path and a partnership. We do the heavy lifting, but there are some things you're going to have to do. I mean, I'm sure you explain that to people.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. And also too, Pat, is that as you listen to these folks, I've grown up in the sense that I used to. We were PR of the conscience we changed that about 17 years ago.
Yeah, right. I remember that actually.
And we put PR conscience underneath because I used to come home because at one point we put earlier on, I put like five different people on Oprah. And that was a big deal, putting people on Oprah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. Mount Everest. And what would happen in a meeting later on, I would pause because I had it down. I would look at people and I would say, you know, would you mind if I pitched you to Oprah? Because we have put, are you kidding? Yeah. And I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
I knew that that was a sales pitch. I knew I was a son of a gun. And then I go home and kiss the wife and see the kids and hold them. That look at daddy's home. Well, daddy is a schmuck. Daddy's a hustler. Dad, so you change. So you become more of a human being. So we listened to your question to me, and I came around a little late on it. But as we listen to the client, we have to think that way. We think that, can we really help them? Do they really have what it takes?
Yeah.
Because some people, I sometimes think, you know, if your angels are telling you five or six times to go forward in your quiet moments, then don't. then don't. I mean, because a lot of people think, well, I got to get out there. And they really can't handle a camera. You know, they really can't handle a microphone. They think they can, but you know, they really can't handle a big, large, a live audience or a tour or something. That's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, Steve Allen can sit here and talk a big game. I don't know if I could do that anymore. I don't know, but it is what it is. So listen to a client, you try to get their strengths and weaknesses, and then you'll say, can we really help them with our strengths and weaknesses? Is it a match?
Yeah, we're going to take a short break. Steve Allen is joining me here today. Everybody go to steveallenmedia.com. When we come back, we're going to find out exactly what and how Steve Allen Media has evolved. And what has it evolved into? What do they provide? And who have been some of our greatest teachers? Who helped me how to walk a stage? Most unlikely people that I could ever imagine in my life. And what if you have a dream, but you're holding on to an outcome? Do you think maybe you're going to miss an opportunity that you're really meant to have? Let's take a short break. All of that, you're going to learn about PR, conscious PR, media, integrated marketing, communication, and get some tips from one of the best. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and adds meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Danae, We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're going to talk about a couple of things. Steve Allen's joining me here today, Steve Allen Media. And, you know, the reason that I wanted Steve to come on is because there's a changing landscape, and I'll tell you what it is. I know what it's like to start a venture like this. And honestly, we're coming up on a 20-year celebration here. 20 years and 15 years. I don't even know how to do the math on all that, but Jessica knows how to do it. But here we are. And one of the things we're trying to do is help all of you out there that want your voice. That's what we're doing. That's why we're launching, you know, separate ways for you to do that. But that's not even the point. The point is this: what do you need to know? It's so important because people are not telling you that if you do have that vision to be on like an Oprah show, there are so many things that you will have on your checklist, and you'll have to decide, what am I going to do and what am I not? Now, when I started this, thank goodness for Benny and the team over there to take care of that interface, but everything else I did, and I was a one-person show. I edited my shows. I mean, honestly, until I realized I couldn't do it alone, I was never going to grow. I was never going to fulfill my vision. Today's show is for you to understand what kind of help is available to you. Now, help comes in a lot of different ways, and Steve is going to walk us through what Steve Allen Media does. But I'll tell you, in 20 years of doing this, I've worked with the most incredible people that have been my mentors. And I'll never forget the time I spent with Shirley MacLaine, one-on-one, and then being her opening act. And I remember Shirley saying to me, do you know how to walk a stage? And I said, I don't know, do I? And she says, I'm going to show you. If you're going to open for me, I'm going to show you how to walk a stage and take control. And I watched her literally 20 minutes before the show opened at Benaroya Royal Hall. If you have people in your life that are willing to help you, are you ready to be helped? That's what Steve does. PR with a conscience is to provide you with the menu of things that will help you and how to be helped in the world we live in. Steve, tell us about some of the things you've evolved to do and what you do for your clients.
Okay. As, as you were talking about, you know, like you were saying, I did this, I edited, I did all that, I did that. Don't ever forget all your listeners, really. There's so much you can do alone. There's so much you can do alone. I don't need a publicist immediately. I mean, if you're a small company or whatever else, everybody's got a publicist. But I'm just starting out. I just wrote a book. I got a vision. I got something I can do. There's so much you can do alone. It's unbelievable. When you go online, it tells you how to make press releases. It tells you how to build your website. It tells you how to do so much. So if you want to roll your sleeves up and you really want to get involved, you can get involved. I mean, it's just something driving you inside and it's just eating at you to keep moving forward. Oh my goodness gracious. Get off the couch and go. Get off the couch and go. You can do it. You know, I can change my own oil in my car. I really can. I can cut my own grass. There's so many things I can do. What has happened to me is that I don't have time for a lot of those things anymore. So once your business or you're moving in a good direction, you may want to say, hey, I want somebody else to do that for me. I'd like to get media coverage for me, and I'll find some publicist who can do that, who's like-minded. And so I really want to stress, Pat, is there's so much you can do by yourself, like you did. I edited. I did this. I did that. You had drive. No baloney.
Steve Allen.
No. You know, it's when you get to a certain point, I need help. Well, that's where we are. We're help. But we listen. You ask, well, what do we do? Well, we listen. We listen. And any client that we take on a month early. And there's no charge or any fee or anything. And we just listen.
Yeah.
And we listen.
We do the same thing. Isn't that weird?
Well, you have to.
Why did you go to that? I know why we went to it. People think that when they sign on with us to do things that we don't start the clock until they do the first show. But why did you decide to do that? What did you discover that was really, and by the way, that's one of the most important things you could do, Steve. You know, congratulations for seeing that for people, because people want to be heard. But what does it tell you when you spend that time in listening?
Well, what you don't really realize until you relax and just sort of shoot the breeze with the team, and everybody sort of tells a story, and I tell this, and oh my God, at one point I was sick, and then I discovered that I can't. Oh, then what kind of sickness did you have? And you write down the sickness. Okay, and what part of Connecticut? Oh, you're in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So you're always taking notes. And what happens through conversation and whatever else, you may come up with a couple different arrows to put in your quiver that you didn't know you had. Obviously, there's the obvious. That's why that you're talking. But you like to get to know each other. And the more relaxed everybody comes and they realize there's no charge, we're just talking, all of a sudden, creativity comes out. And also, in that process of discovery, you may discover something about them you don't like, or they may discover something. You know, maybe you guys aren't for me. Because what you don't want to ever do is get involved with a relationship that you're forcing. Oh, I got to do it. I got to do it for the money. We got to get involved. No. So anyway, you learn a lot. It gives you a better kickoff. So that way you spend a month, you get everything together. Everybody agrees. So when the kickoff actually does come, or like you're saying, the first radio show, we're more prepared. The camping trip, we know what tent we're bringing. We know what sleeping bag we're working on. We have a compass. So we're more prepared for the camping trip.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about this is it is unheard of in this industry. And I want to be clear to everybody. Steve is right. There's a part of this industry. And for those of you out there that watch the show, you have to know that I have purchased every hour of airtime you see me on multiple networks. Now, of course, I am the founder and owner of the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. So I do get a free pass there. But up until recently, every hour. And I was doing 14 hours, Steve, in 2003 and 2004 of radio a week. And I want you to do the math on if I did, let's just make it moderate, 10 hours a week.
Ooh.
up until about 6 months ago. That's a lot of interviews and a lot of shows, but it's also a lot of investment in yourself. And I want to talk about this because you asked me about my spiritual journey. We work with people that understand that there is a life force energy, whatever you want to call it, God, spirit, Allah, Jesus, whatever you call it, whatever the God of your understanding is. But what does it take to live by the trust and belief in that? And see, that's what this career has taught me. When I got sick in 2004, April 1st, by the way, with the mystery disease, I was doubting my journey. I was doubting myself. I was paying for airtime. And based on what I had just accomplished in a doctorate program, I should have been at the top of the consulting food chain. But I couldn't. It didn't feel good. But when I got behind a mic, Benny will tell you, the first time I got behind a mic and I sat across from him and the spit glass, as they called it, it was like breathing. So here's the conversation about spirituality. Do you believe and trust enough that when you feel that good about something that your friends and family think you are wasting your time with, how do you measure the strength of your conviction? And that's where I call on spirit, my spiritual nature. Now, I'm called a street smart spiritualist. That's actually what people call me because I develop street smart spirituality. That's my version of it. But I can't imagine, Steve, you and your team wake up without being connected to that source.
Well, every day. Street smart spiritual. Wow, what a cool title. You have that website? I mean,
yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. That's cool. That's really cool. Well, you know,
because I never fit the bill. I mean, I never fit when I, you know this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've interviewed Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, you name them. And I have mispronounced almost every one of their names. And so, you know, but the point, what's the point? The point is, it doesn't matter if you do that. If your heart's in the right place, if you're honoring people and the work they've done, then there's where you are. But see, that's why you're talking about media with a conscience, because people are now seeing through the veil of deceit in media, I think.
You know, it's funny. You ever heard of Yogananda?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I didn't. I have, but I didn't know anything about it because we got approached. They're doing a musical down here in L.A. Yogananda Dance, a tribute to him, at the Biltmore Hotel and on November 14th, that's where he died. When he came here in 1920, Southern California was his home, and he gave a speech at the Biltmore in 1952. An hour later, he died. So they're doing a musical there. So I only bring this up. We're not getting paid. They say, hey, Steve, want to help out? I couldn't believe it. But goes back to what you were saying. The more I open up, or we open up as a team, we're doing a Yogananda musical. Unbelievable. And but we open up to those things. You allow. And every one of your listeners, and Steve Allen included, if we totally had our blank together, we wouldn't be here. You would not be here. You would pass on. You've moved on to the next level. You're here to experience, to grow. You're here to experience, to grow. And you're right. You either wake up that there's something animating you. What makes my fingers move? Oh, my heart. Baloney. What makes my heart go? Something animate. My hair grows. People, the birds, flies, squirrels. What's doing all this around me? When you connect to that, and whatever you call it, like you said, when you connect to that as much as you can. You can't do it perfectly, otherwise, you know, you're a human being. So, but get there, try to. I go back to it because that's what separates our winners and losers in my mind to what I'm doing. I seem like I'm repeating myself. I'll stop with that. But you got to connect to a path. I love your street smarts. Amen, girl. Amen. High five with that.
You know, in the end, look at. In the end, and I say this really very, very carefully to people that hear me say it, I'm a girl that was born in the Bronx in the projects. My mom committed suicide when I was 6. I was homeless at 17. And by the time I was 19, I was arrested for something that I didn't really know I was doing or didn't mean to do. Wow. Now, by the grace of what? God, whatever you want to call it, by the grace of what you believe in, I'm here. My life has been full of guardian and angels. But you see, the show changed. This show wasn't the Dr. Pat show, Steve. This was crust busting your way to an awesome life. I was so excited about helping people because I was so miserable and stuck that I didn't hang up on a wrong phone number in 2003 and bought my first hour of airtime on digital in 2003. I'm telling you, my friends, my partner, my family, they were like, you need to go see somebody. You have lost it. But I think you have to lose it a little bit, Steve, to get it.
Yeah, well, you need to fall to your knees a couple times.
Thank you.
To get up, because you have no place to go. And then you realize that maybe I don't know it all. You know, maybe I don't. And it's interesting what kind of dialogue you have inside. You know, nobody knows. I tell you, Pat, I love this. The more I travel, everybody's like, hey, Steve, how are you? How are you doing? But inside, everybody's churning. Everybody's like trying to figure it out, trying to get there. So anyway, I'm repeating myself, but yeah, it's an interesting game. You just have to fall to your knees. I love what your story, Project, your mom. So, my God, I can't stop thinking about that.
And I'm only 19. You know, we don't have enough time to share the rest of your
life.
But the point isn't that. The point is, what do you believe? And you asked me about spirituality when we were on break.
Yeah.
I have always had a connection. As a matter of fact, I got expelled from Catholic boarding
school. You've always had a connection, but you never really realized you had a connection.
I never understood the power of the connection.
Correct, correct.
And I think that what happens is when you do get brought to your knees, you know, when something does happen, we have an opportunity to choose what we're going to trust and believe in. And, you know, it's interesting we're talking about this. I get calls all the time from people, because I am the owner of the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio, and soon to launch 8 new channels. And I get calls all the time. And one of the calls I get is, we're not a good fit for you because you don't support Christianity. And I said, where do you see that? I don't understand. I said, we're launching a God Talk channel. Where did you get that from? And so what happens with people, and this is really for us in our brand and making sure everybody knows we are all things and we are all inclusive. We have always been. But somehow the conversation about having a psychic show on a network, forgetting who Daniel was in the Bible, hello, and doing a show that has Christian and kingdom base, because we have them all. And I don't believe that God, whatever you believe, created a world for all of us. See, I hope we can embrace that. See, that's what you're doing in your media company.
But did you just say he didn't create a world for all of us?
Yeah, a world for all of us.
I think he did create a world for all of us.
That's what I'm saying. But we have to get to the point where we believe.
It's interesting. I was rereading again, Pat, the other day. There was no two grains of sand alike. No two snowflakes alike. You have your fingertips, your fingerprints. There's no one in the whole world like you, Dr. Pat. You're the only one. I'm the only one. Oh my God, I'm an individual and I'm out into this world. And either you wake up to you're connected or you don't. It's amazing. Think of it. No two grains of sand, no snowflakes, no one like me. I've been walking with that for days. I am the only one. I do what I want to do. I go where I want to go.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was like,
no, but
wow.
That is how the landscape of media has changed. Once upon a time, and this was really true, and you know this, and even radio. I mean, I talk to the program directors at KKNW all the time, Eric Crema. And Eric says, this is what we do. And when anybody wants other things, we send them to you. And, you know, what he's saying is they know who they are. They know what they do. And believe me, they do it well. We know who we are. But here is how media has changed. Once upon a time, it was a one size fits all because the world was a one size fits all in media. Now, if you're Steve Allen Media, you have had to adapt, adjust, change, go from analog to digital. And boy, you better do it quickly and fast. And that's what that's what we see. That's really the changing world. As an organization, I got asked the other day by one of the top coaches in the world, how are you people doing what you're doing for the amount of money you charge? And I said, well, what do you mean? Is it like too much? The guy said to me, absolutely not. He says, you're doing TV quality videos. How are you doing it? And I stopped and I said, it's our technology. We built technology out of the gate when we launched the network. Why? Maybe because I worked for Bell Labs and I just was so influenced by those people and systems. And maybe it was because I got guidance to do it that way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really that smart when it comes to that.
Well, I'll give you guidance. My guidance to you, Pat, is you keep getting brighter. Is everything you're saying right now, if all your listeners aren't falling and knocking at your door, I don't know what their problem is. You know, you got your game together. You're good. I love how you bring it around. You come back to the truth. Come back to the truth. There's so many people out there are swimming. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to go. And if they don't knock on your door, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I tell you, because you always like to be in a pasture where the shepherd has heart. Because I need a shepherd who has heart in my media journey. And you got game, bro. Yeah. You have game. I can feel you. And I'm not giving you I don't care. We're not talking probably who knows ever again. But you're good. You really do. I mean, people should be listening. I need because everybody calls us. Steve, can you help with a voice? No, go to Pat. You'd be a better voice for them. And I really mean it, Pat. I really mean it.
Thank you, Steve. You know, you and I come from the place where our vision started not out of a media or broadcasting initiative. Yeah. We had a desire in our hearts. I know for us, this didn't start because I know nothing about broadcasting, but I had a vision. I was so broken. I needed and wanted to help people live life full out. That's what crust busting was about. And here we are today, and that hasn't changed for us. Steve, thank you for everything you're doing in the world. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Realize that you're a gift. Realize that you're the only one of its kind. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. You know, 'tis the set of sail and not the gale which determines the way you go. Because the gale is always moving. The wind is always going. Which way do you have your sails set? Which port are you sailing to? Because you are the master of your own ship.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.